Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is Spencer Davis Group bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Bob Megan is our guest, our good friend, our longtime brain trust member, author of co-author, along with his lovely wife, Susan, Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. He's the founder of WhizBang Training, which is an organization that's doing a lot of great work for Main Street retailers. Bob, take a 30 seconds and tell us about the training program you're working on right now.
Yes. So thank you for this opportunity to talk about it. But so we have a new program called WhizBang Certified Retail Coaches. So what we found was there was this real need for smaller masterminds and one-on-one coaching, and me and Susan can only scale so much. So we've trained 24 so far already successful retailers, and we've trained them in the WhizBang retail way of coaching and mentoring, and the program is really started off strong. So If any of your listeners are retailers and they want a coach, just have them go to WhizBangTraining.com, and in the primary navigation bar, you can see a bar that says "Find a Coach." And we've got, like I said, it's a growing group of already successful retailers who really believe in the future of retail and have been trained to, you know, give that WhizBang experience.
And this is the kind of thought leadership, folks, that you expect from my brain trust members. And Bob and Susan are perfect examples of that. And so I commend you, Bob, on making that available. It's very much needed, because, Bob, retailers have got to take their game up a notch. This isn't the old days of opening up a storefront, putting a bell over the door, and waiting on people to come in. I mean, you can't sit on your backside and wait for the bell to ring. You've got to go out and get people. And when you go get them, you've got to bring them in different ways. They got to come through the front door. They got to come in through your website. They got to come in through your social media. There's lots of different ways that you've got to reach these people, because those are their expectations, aren't they?
That's exactly right. Going back to the whole shop local. Every retailer needs to take responsibility for their own success. Mm-hmm. And, to your point, there are, it's no longer about just opening a store and hoping people come in. One of the trends that is accelerating right now is that when people get into business, they fail so much faster. If you're not good, if you don't have game, if you aren't a pro, meaning you don't, if you're out of stock of key items on a regular basis, people just go someplace else. So people are failing faster right now. And, and that's good and it's bad, because what's happening is that trend leads to, it's Darwinism. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is that the people who do succeed are good, and they're giving the kind of experience that, today's consumer wants. Today, you pointed out something really astute earlier, is people want to shop local, but they want it to be good. So it's not about keeping your money local. It's about being so doggone good that people love to shop with you.
Well, and do you agree with me, Bob, that a lot of what they want is technological conveniences that they get, that they see with a lot of the big companies? Do you agree with me, though, that if you find a way to make a company, a customer love you, if you don't give them that the kind of some technology capability, no matter how much they love you, they're not going to do as much business with you as they would have. But if you just make an attempt, I think if you just try, if you give them some of the elements that they expect from Amazon or some of those companies, they'll give you credit for that and they'll do business with you more. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think that there is a baseline that needs to be, you know, breached. You have to have a website that's attractive, that gives your store hours. You don't need full e-commerce capability, but you do need to be there. You need to have a social media presence. But most of all, you have to stay focused on the customer experience. You have to, you know, the experience in your store has to be memorable. It has to be friction-free.
If somebody orders something from you, and you find out that it's going to be delivered tomorrow, all you got to do is send them an email and say, "Hey, your package is going to be here tomorrow after lunch." That's
right,
huge.
That's right.
That's huge for a customer.
that it is.
Absolutely. And that's old. You're even using old technology. What's older than an email, right?
But no, you're absolutely right. So today's best independent retailers are focusing on relationships, they're focusing on experiences, and they're focusing on the fundamentals.
There you go.
And the fundamentals are, you know, having a great team, a great staff that's trained, that knows how to work.
Bob, I gotta wrap it up.
Yeah,
I gotta wrap it up, Bob. Whizbangtraining.com. Check out that coaching program. Thanks, Bob. Good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.